Although his time here in North Dakota was not long if measured in numbers of days, the quality of that time and the impact it made on his life in turn impacted Americans forever. We'll head to a famous ranch and national park on this edition of the American Countryside.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Considering Theodore Roosevelt's childhood, it may seem odd that this Easterner ever headed west to one day own a cattle ranch.
He was used to the good life. His father had passed away. He did have an annual inheritance. At one time, he thought he could be a writer, maybe a scientist.
Bruce Kay says Roosevelt came here in 1883 to hunt buffalo. He fell in love with the land and bought a cattle ranch before heading home. One of the buildings from that ranch, the Maltese Cross Cabin, still stands, although it has seen a lot of the country.
When the cabin was built here in 1883-84 during that winter, it probably was meant to last just a few years. But when he became president, people came out here, tried to find things that had belonged to Mr. Roosevelt. They found the cabin. But the folks that came out here took it apart. They took it to the World's Fair in St. Louis, where it sat there during the Louisiana Exposition.
And from there, the cabin went to Portland, Oregon, then to Fargo, then to the Capitol grounds in Bismarck for 50 years, before finally making it back to its original home near Medora in 1959. Roosevelt's time on the ranch prepared him for public office and taught him the importance of conservation and stewardship of the land.
When he became president, he set land aside to protect wildlife. He saw that the land itself can be harmed from too much use if it's not taken care of. So while he was president, through Congress and his actions, he established 5 national parks.
He also established 18 national monuments during his presidency. Today, Theodore Roosevelt National Park stands as a tribute to the man who ranched here. Traveling the countryside in Medora, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.